Dear young lady, let's talk about money. Money, money, money! Let me cut to the chase. Sis, you need to conquer money. Yep. By now, you must have read a number of books on money, and that's good for you. If you haven't, I encourage you to do that. Now, keep all that you've read and known and add this too. Remember that my letters to you are an instruction from God and are always from His point of view, so don't expect me to appeal to your secularized opinions, if you have any. I'll try to explain what I meant by saying that you have to conquer money. You have to see money as a tool for getting things done and not the entire definition of your being. Now, if you're going to cook a pot of soup, you'd of course need to get the ingredients together. Let me ask you this. What's your favorite soup? Okay, since there's no way that I can get a response to that, let's assume that we want to cook a pot of vegetable soup, shall we? Right. You need the leaves, the ingredients, of course, stew base, your proteins, and seasonings. Now, I want to point three things to get your attention out of this. One of the ingredients alone cannot make the soup. It would require a combination of all of them. That's the leaves, the stew base, you know, the rest of them. Now, number two, not every combination of those ingredients will produce a delicious pot of soup. Sometimes the seasoning may be too much and you'd have a salty pot of soup. Been there, done that, received a trophy. Three, the ingredients by themselves cannot jump into the pot and cook themselves. They require a director. They require you. One thing I know about you is that you're smart. And as you're listening to this, you're painting pictures. So stay with me as we work this out, right? If you call all the ingredients that you're going to need to cook this pot of soup group A, and because you're a complex being, we'll assign you a whole group. So let's call you group B. Now, while the pot of soup will be assigned another group on its own, so we call it C, group C. A needs B to make C, and B needs A to make C, but A is not equal to B. Let's allow all that alphabetic jargon sink for a second, shall we? Now, if we substitute group C with life, and A with money, and B with you, this is a summary we'll have. You need money to do life, but money does not define you. You are its director. The best part of this is that you're still whole and complete without money. Yeah. Make sense now? You've probably heard this quote before. Some people are so poor, all they have is money. May that never be said of you. Like I said earlier, money is a tool, and God wants you to have loads of it. Proverbs 10:22 says, "The blessing of the Lord brings true riches, and he adds no sorrow to it, for it comes as a blessing from God." If you have those preconceived notions that you're only supposed to live from hand to mouth to stay humble and barely have enough to give, stop it now. Just as money is a tool, money is also a multi-dimensional seed. You can sow money and reap things money can't buy in return. Money also is formless, shapeless. It takes the shape of its director. It takes your shape. If you think you're humble and gracious, you really can't prove that until you're tested with money. Now, can you have billions in your account and still be respectful and courteous? If just a little increase makes you puffed up and rude, then you're telling God that your capacity is little. Like my great mentor always says, instead of God to lose your soul because of wealth, he would rather keep that wealth from you so that you can retain your salvation. Money is a reward. The world rewards you with it in exchange for the value God deposited inside of you. Since this is the case, it's that value that you should focus on developing. Value out, money in. The problem starts to come when you don't think you have any value to offer. Without this natural exchange, the equation isn't at equilibrium. You now begin to chase what should come to you because you haven't developed your side of the offer. That desperation attracts the devil and all his vices. His only aim to steal, kill, destroy, and reap where he hasn't sown now comes to play on your matter. By the way, the devil can make you rich. But it's clear from the Bible that only God's blessing doesn't have sorrow attached. So no matter how enjoyable the devil's provision is at the moment, it never ends well. And the devil's wealth isn't only human sacrifice or whatever else. Sometimes it may look like a sugar daddy. Didn't see that coming, did you? Do you know why I encouraged you earlier to read books on money? It's because there's so many things that you can learn about investing, saving, and multiplying money that I can't tell you in this letter. Don't be that uneducated Christian that only knows Bible, but is irrelevant in every other way. You can't make a useful life like that. In fact, you'll be embarrassing God. Sis, you need to stop borrowing. I can't stress that enough. Borrowing is a spirit, a mindset that takes hold of you, weakens your resolve, and leaves you dependent. Especially if you're borrowing just to spend, collecting urgent 2K here and there. Stop it. Proverbs 22:7 says, poor people are slaves of the rich. Borrow money and you're the lender's slave. You can't borrow your way into prosperity. Aren't you surprised how quickly borrowed money finishes? Also, you can't gamble your way into wealth. If you manage to secure a win somewhere along the way, the money finishes just as quickly too. I'm sure you don't need me to talk about stealing. Work is a gift from God. Even though I place a premium on smart work over hard work, it's work nonetheless. If you're not earning as much as you should, prioritize increasing your skill set and your capacity, and more money comes as a reward. Please refer to my fourth letter to you on not being a CEO yet. You'd find that very useful. I should mention this too. Go where your value is recognized and appreciated. I don't have enough time to talk about that, but let me give you this example. A pearl necklace on a pig's neck is a plaything. On a top jeweler's show glass, it's worth millions in foreign currency. Let that sink in. Finally, you must have integrity. People must be able to trust you with money. Your integrity is the foundation that your life sits on. Let me show you what Jesus himself said in Luke 16:11-12. If you have not handled the riches of this world with integrity, why should you be trusted with the eternal treasures of the spiritual world? And if you haven't proven yourself faithful with what belongs to another, why should you be given wealth of your own? It gets sweeter in the Message translation. If you're honest in small things, you'll be honest in big things. If you're a crook in small things, you'll be a crook in big things. If you're not honest in small jobs, who will put you in charge of the store? No worker can serve two bosses. He will either hate the first and love the second, or adore the first and despise the second. You can't serve both God and the bank. Drops mic. The Bible is amazing. You can't say, I'll wait until I have more money to begin to tithe or save or be trustworthy with money. Remember what I said earlier about money being shapeless? Yeah. Money takes the shape of its director. What you are now is what you will be. The only difference is that you'll be a richer version of it. That's if you're rewarded with any at all. Take a deep breath. Did you make it to this point? Leave me a clap emoji so that I know that you did. This is my 24th letter to you, and my last letter to you will be the 26th letter. From your responses, I can tell you needed to hear these words, and you've been deeply transformed by them. I'd like to ask that you partner with me to get more people to hear these timeless truths. Are there radio stations, TV stations, blogs, podcasts, YouTube, or other social media channels that we can have these letters featured on? Please make a recommendation and let me know. Let's have one more lady or man be aligned with God's way of truly living and being. You can send me a message on thisisbanker@gmail.com or directly on Instagram @thisisbanker. I'll talk to you again soon. Your sister, Banker.